when it comes to EVE Online, every player wants to know the most effective tactic available. You want to know the meta. The meta controls everything. It determines what will and will not happen. Knowing the meta will alter your views, make you question your reality. It might even make you laugh. And now, you're part of it. You're watching The Meta Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Meta Show. Today is May the 29th, 2021. It is Saturday. It is The Meta Show. We are late. We are really late.
You know why we're really late? I'm so sorry. I am so sorry we're late, everybody. Brisk, why don't you explain to everyone why we had to be late? There was a little truancy incident of somebody trying to dodge something.
The real issue was we knew because we see things and we can put two and two together and we understand coincidences that when our dear friend, the leader of Pappy, or Sappy as we prefer to call it now, the Serenity Alliance, please ignore. When he chooses to do his CCP interview at exactly the same time as the Meta Show, we know why he did it. He didn't want any of you to hear it. He assumed you'd all be over here watching us. So to make sure that as many eyeballs as possible could watch his interview, because he's a sitting CSM member and you guys probably want to know what he has to say, we delayed the show just a little bit just to make sure he had a chance to get his message out. So I hope you all enjoyed listening to Villy.
Oh my God, what a dumbass. Yeah, so I'm glad that we had a little bit of extra time there because I wasn't quite ready yet for the show. And it is hilarious that little Villy tried to pass and run from the Meta Show and specifically selected a time that would begin during the Meta Show, because little Villy's Willy hasn't been seen on too many talk shows recently. Apparently he's easy to get in contact with because he does a lot of talk shows, but for the last month, even though he's been playing the video game EVE Online, for some reason he hasn't been showing his face, probably because he and the rest of what we're now going to call, sorry, you're not Pispy anymore, you're not Paspy anymore, but congratulations, Serenity Alliance, please ignore, Sappy is the new Pappy is the new Pispy. Sappy has been getting their asses kicked repeatedly in this last month, and for some reason, little Willy Villy, Mr. Fourth Place, doesn't want to come on talk shows, so maybe he's not as accessible on the CSM as he's trying to claim between all of his ums and his ahs, but you know, failure is an orphan, and I imagine that Villy has been distancing himself from crying in stations and all of his other favorite places because it's probably just easier to let the bus of failure run over scrub dog failure fairy tale. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Sappy, Serenity Alliance, please ignore. All this week, these people have been screaming about how dare we call them a blue donut when you blew the entire galaxy! You blew the entire galaxy and you still couldn't get it done. And you think we're going to let you ever live that down? We are going to be shitting down your throats, Sappy. We're going to be copying and pasting your own words back on you. Get used to it. Get used to crying about how goons are toxic. I want you to cry about how toxic goons are because there's nobody to help you. You already got everybody else in Sappy who's going to be in Sappy. You can scream about how we're bad. We can scream about how we're toxic. There's nothing to save you from us now that you're faltering at the fucking gates. And finally, I mean, maybe not yet. We don't want to speak too soon. We got Asbel Ops on Monday. We got stuff to do. There's legitimate war stuff to do. But yeah, Sappy, we're gonna have some fun together.
And I think to Mitten's point, it's funny because Villy says he's everywhere, but and we're gonna cover this later in the show. Legacy does a town hall, and the only one from Legacy that talks on the whole thing is Pickles. So normally he does his own. He's part there and he answers questions. And he was there. He wasn't there this week. And who else hasn't shown up this week? Well, after the epic beatdown that they received earlier this week, we have seen nothing. We have seen nothing but Nothing but crickets from Pappy, from Sappy all week. Thursday night, normally get a fight. Nothing. Friday night fights, standard move. When Horde and the rest of the guys all have the next day off, they do big forms. Was there anything last night? Nothing. Is there anything on the op board for Saturday night? Not according to the guys bitching about it on Reddit. It's a holiday weekend in the United States. It's Memorial Day weekend in the United States. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. It is a bank holiday for the UK. There are a lot of people off work on Monday. Maybe we'll see a fight then. But you're blowing a whole weekend of time where everybody's relaxed and ready to go, and you haven't done squat. So, it's not just Billy not showing up this week. It's his whole group.
Yeah, so it's been a really interesting week, and we're gonna go into some of the line by line here in a bit, and dig into battle reports and generally rub salt in their wounds, which they deserve. You know, I have absolutely no sympathy for these motherfuckers. They blew the entire galaxy, and then they cry when we point out, hey, you blew the entire galaxy. Remember in your original town halls where you're talking openly about how many people you blew to come take down the evil goons and war of extermination, how you're gonna get rid of us for the good of the game? And when it come time to fuck or walk, apparently you're walking away. But I guess in Scrub Dog Fairy Tales land, it's all well and good because the war is on their terms and on their pace and all their on their target. And, you know, they're just resting up and charging up to have another go at us. And you know what? I'd be delighted. Like, please, like, if you want to send some more MJD only Abadons through the gate into 3D for us to mulch because our theory crafters are so bad that
we don't have any mittens. Did you know that?
It's just stunning to me. Like, if they had even run it through Pypha a little bit, but oh no, the Piggle Man and his crew can't be wrong because they're so smart and so perfect and they never fuck up. Gosh, they're so smart over there. So they just limminged right into us, and it's beautiful. So please, absolutely, if you guys, if you're finding out that your Blarpies aren't really doing the trick, Sappy, try some Cappy. Like, come on in, use your capital ships. I want to see you guys bring your fucking caps. Harpies aren't going to cut it. We're here. I mean, I would love to take a cap fight, probably because we've blown up more than 300 of your Titans over the course of this war. And geez, somebody seems to have preserved their strategic forces, and it ain't Sappy. So if you'd like to really show us that you're not a bunch of little dick coward bitches, bring it. We're here. We're waiting. We've been manning the walls all week. The vulnerability's open. We're there early. We're playing Cards Against Humanity. We are waiting for you to deliver on your many repeated promises to the Eve community, to get rid of Goonstorm, to get rid of the Imperium, to drive us out of the game for the good of the game, so that you could all be blue and bot and whine and clutch your pearls and point your fingers. Because last time I checked, the whole theme of Eve Online was harden the fuck up. But apparently in Sappy, these weak-kneed, onion-skinned bitches freak out when somebody says, fuck, or eat my ass, or eat shit, bitch. Because in EVE Online, in Sappy's world, Sappy wants EVE Online to be Hello Kitty Online, where they can all get together and sappily agree with each other and be blue and hold hands and sing kumbaya and agree that goons are mean and that EVE Online is not a place where we should say harden the fuck up. They want it to be weak and safe, just like they are. So let's make fun of these bitches. They haven't done shit this week, so we're just going to...
We're going to show you the one thing that they did this week. So the top story, obviously, is going to be the big fight that we had earlier in the week that was probably one of my favorite fights in a long time, just because it was just such a lopsided laugh fest. So we're going to get there. That is our top story of the week. The top story of the week was the big fight. It happened. Let me pull the battle report up here and I will show it to you guys. It happened on the 25th of May. That was Tuesday. And essentially, if you want to look at the battle report with me, I'll show you some fun things on it. So you've got, first of all, now normally we don't talk too much about the IS-War because the IS-War really doesn't matter that much. But when we do talk about it, it tends to be when it's really super lopsided. And it's really super lopsided.
Yeah.
I mean, 30 billion
is lost. Sappy. Poor Sappy.
To 116, almost 120. Okay.
I really want to sort of get this to provide some context going into this fight, right? Because this fight looks a lot more boring I mean, it's not boring. It's hilarious. But the extra hilarity, the various cherries on top, all come from Scrub Dog Fairy Tale, where in the day or two before this fight, I guess it was 2 days beforehand, on Sunday, Piggles gets up and gives a town hall. And on the Piggles town hall, where it's a legacy town hall and everybody can get together and listen to how great and smart Piggles is.
We'll talk about that later. Go ahead.
All right. That's perfect, actually, because I think we even have... Do we have receipts, Brisk?
Oh, we got receipts. We got a lot of receipts.
We brought receipts.
The guys are saying, read what his quotes were. We don't have to read them, guys. We got the receipts.
We're going to play them for you. So, actually, I don't... Do you have the one about the SS fighters?
No, I didn't pull that one up because I thought it was funny. I mean, I think it might be in here at some point, but I wanted to highlight that because this is critical. So, the two biggest mistakes that Pappy made in this fight, and I'll pull the battle report up again because I'll show you. Two biggest mistakes. First of all, their Abaddon Doctrine got completely dumpstered, and I'll tell you, I guess they saw Innit doing it so much. Let me pull the summary up here. They saw Innit doing it, and they wanted to do the same thing. They were not able to do that. If you go and look at the ship losses here, you pull up the battleships. Battleships on their side, they had 119 battleships. They lost 98 of them, okay? That's most of their battle fleet. It got completely dumpstered. Now, the new thing, the big thing, the thing that they were so proud of, and Piggles can act like, you know, he can act like this wasn't a big deal. We figured this out months ago. This was a Pappy creation, and now everybody, or this was a test creation. Now everybody in Pappy's going to do it, were these blaster harpies that they were using to shred fighters. And they did it to us twice. But again, the fighters we had out were not there to deal with it. We're trying to kill Munins, and we did a good job of that. And they did, and to kill the Asbel and stuff like that, and that's what they did. But they brought the Blaster Harpies this time. Well, this time we countered them with the obvious counter that everybody knew was an obvious counter, and I can't believe that they're acting like, because Mittens pinged it out, that suddenly this was something we didn't know.
Also, incidentally, I never pinged that out. So, Pro God, I just want to thank you for continuing to be an idiot and time-stamping things. It's actually not necessarily a timestamp. It's just an example of him saying, hey, like, you know, whatever. The whole thing to me about this is Progod getting up on his town hall and saying Mittens pinged about SS fighters as a counter. I did not. Anybody in the Imperium could tell you that that's not the case. And then he proceeds to rubbish using SS fighters as a counter to harpies and talk about how it's the dumbest thing ever and how it's further evidence that the Imperium has no theory crafters and all this other sort of just shit tier Piggles stuff that you would expect from a failure like Pro God Legend. And it was fascinating to me because it proved that they had advanced knowledge of it. They knew that we were planning SS fighters as a counter to the harpies. So they had every opportunity to do the fucking math, and they didn't. And when they jumped into the gate in 3D, those fighters were there. They had an opportunity to do a D-scan to see what was there on the grid, and they just YOLO'd it. And I think it's partially because of just idiotic, thin-skinned hubris on the part of Scrub Dog Fairy Tale, and also exhaustion because he was up early in the day and trying to make an impact in Chinese time zone. And dropped a couple of Asbels, which, boys and girls, we will be destroying on Monday, and I will see you there for an alarm clock. It's going to be an important thing. We're going to be hurrying about it tomorrow. We are dotting our I's and crossing our T's. We're going to take no chances, but these are going to be the last two Asbels that these motherfuckers have in our shit, and I look forward to them dropping more or whatever it is they're going to do. But there's just no excuse for it. He knew and signaled in advance that there was a counter planned. He didn't investigate it. He bragged about how smart they were, and the number of harpies that got mulched in that fucking wood chipper were just astounding, right? It was like 300 out of the risk. Can you show me? Yeah.
293 of the 301.
They died so fucking fast that they couldn't reach, and they were reshipping. Like it was the harpies thing was a reasonable counter to our light fighters. But apparently these guys were under the impression that we wouldn't counter their counter or adapt our gameplay or anything. And that they could just use harpies and thus not have to use carriers. The whole reason, and this is an important thing. If anybody who is sad enough to be in Sappy that happens to be watching the show, you know, the reason why your idiot leaders are using these idiot ideas and then being surprised when they die stupidly, is that they're afraid to use capital ships because we murdered your capital fleet repeatedly in M2 and after M2. I do expect to see Sappy, I should say. Sorry, you guys are just going to have to get used to the whole Serenity Alliance. Please ignore. We're going to never let you live down trying to turn Eve actually into Serenity, a safe place where you guys can bot and sing kumbaya together and be landlords and never be troubled by goons disagreeing with you or the word fuck or eat my ass, because I know that bothers you, because I mean, it's against the fucking spirit of Eve. Harden the fuck up. That's where we come from, especially our old school guys from the Great War who answer the horn of Gundor. But it's just inexcusable. Right. And the reason why they're doing the harpy counter, the reason why they don't know what to do is other than I would like to see some bomb dreads. I would like to see some carriers using this. I still expect them to use faxes to try to dread bomb us and do things like that. But they are running from the strategic necessity of using capitals against capitals. Because we blew up all their shit in M2 and they're afraid. Now, maybe if I make fun of them enough on the meta show in front of an audience, my hope is that I can essentially bait them into using their capital ships against us so we can kill more of their capital ships. Hope springs eternal. But yeah, there's just no excuse. You know, they had scans of the gate. They knew what was there. They knew we had a counter prepared in advance. Progod bragged to the universe about how great Sappy was, and then jumped in anyway, and lo and behold, I mean, talk about underestimating your enemy. I mean, my God. And it's great. I'm glad that he's an idiot. I'm glad that Sappy are led by fools who would follow Progod. It's just stunning to me. Or Villy. And Villy has at least had the good grace to hide for the last month. What you got, Risk?
The best part of this was there was no way for them there was nothing for them to spin. There was nothing for them to spin. Okay. Oh, they dropped another Azbel. Okay. Nobody cares. The bottom line was these guys knew, and Pickles even admitted, he finally admitted and said, this is like the first time in the war that these guys straight up want to fight. Now, obviously, that's bullshit, but at least in his mind, even he couldn't spin that they lost this fight, to the point that they were so demoralized by losing all the Harpies and losing all the Abaddons that Innit went and reffed the ETAC V jump gate under their fucking capital umbrella right then, like, just went and did it, and it was like, bring it, guys, come on, fight us. And they didn't, and they just looked at us. It was one of the most hilarious things, and I think to me it demonstrated what we have been seeing for the last month, which has been, once these guys got into the wood chippers mode of the war, where they're not just killing uncontested keep stars and they actually have to fight, it's not as much fun. And the folks that liked getting the kill mails and liked seeing their ISK killed tick up into the trillions for the first time in the history of their EVE Online careers, those players don't like losing ships. And they certainly don't like sitting in 10% tie-dye when there's not a Titan fight going on. And we're fine with it because, you know what? Hey, we don't have a choice. As they say, we don't have a choice. We have to take every fight. We're fine with that. The fact that you guys are unwilling to bring as many fights as you were just 2 weeks ago. I never thought, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago that would be the high watermark of the Siege of 1DQ. But their op tempo has dropped considerably in the last 2 weeks. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, it's because they recognize now this is very difficult. This is, and we'll play the quote later, Pickles finally is getting to willing to admit that this is going to be a bloody long slog for these guys. Oh, and it's going to take them months. And I don't know if they're up for it. I really don't.
Sorry, I zoned out there. Are we gonna start playing some of this? Let's fucking listen to this little bitch run his mouth.
The NullSec Power Hour this week is what I have been calling the Legacy Town LOL, because it was just so hilarious. There were so many funny things in there. We're gonna get to it now. We're gonna play you some clips, and we'll have some fun. So here we go, NullSec Power Hour. All right, so Piggles single-handedly this time did a Legacy Town Hall, and he noted for a number of things that from now on there will be no more Legacy / Test doing their own thing, Legacy Alliance is doing their own thing. From now on, they're only doing Test Legacy Town Halls. They're going to coordinate because 1DQ is their only thing that they're doing right now, as he just said, and here's the quote.
And somehow we managed to do all this without losing a single keep star back in our old space. So as far as we're concerned, we still control all of our old space too, and whenever we feel like it, we can go back and exert full force projection in all of that space. So
there you go. So that's
full force projection.
That's the first.
Yep. I mean, do you want me to just listen to these for a bit, or should I give them the spit takes? Let's hear some more.
I fucked it, play the wrong one. Here is the one I was trying to play, because I think this is the one I want to play. We'll go back and play that. Well, we won't play it again. We'll talk about it. This is what he did. This is what he said about 1DQ.
Idiot.
Is that goons still live in the 1DQ constellation. So that is going to be our sole focus for the future.
That is going to be their sole focus for the future. Okay. Now, that's what he's saying. I don't think the rest of Pappy agrees with him, because they've been doing a lot of stuff not in 1DQ, but that's what he's claiming, that's now the new thing. So legacy town halls, they're just going to be tests / legacy. They're going to do them every 2 weeks, and it's going to be like a big deal. Okay. But the first quote that I played, that's the one, and I want Mittens to comment on that, because that's the one that I think is the absolute most hilarious. You had three entire regions completely glassed, except for your keep stars, of which there may be six in the three regions. But you think because you have six keep stars that you're suddenly going to be able to project power out of those? How? You're going to have to move your super cap fleet. How are you going to
I look
Delph?
Forward to it. I mean, you know, the thing is that when I hear Perkod saying this dumb shit, I genuinely hope he believes it, right? Like, you know, kind of like there have been a couple of very important things in this war, which has helped the Imperium stop their momentum cold, and hopefully we'll see the boulder start rolling downhill back on Sisyphus. But I don't want to make any promises about any sort of counter offenses or anything like that. But what I will say is that probably some of the biggest assets that the Imperium has had in this war since M2 were Vili's just hilarious, catastrophic overreach in T5ZI, right? Like, getting Sappy into T5ZI is one of the most goddamn stupid things that I've seen, besides blowing up our Golden Bridge of Retreat, which was also really fucking stupid. But one of the other major assets for us in terms of winning this thing is the fact that Progod believes into his own bullshit. He sniffs his own farts, and he never learns from his mistakes. He's incapable of learning from his mistakes, because, as you'll notice, and the great thing is that with Progod, I can just say this straight out in public, and it's not going to change his behavior, is he, in the aftermath of this fuck up and being a punchline of everybody's joke all week, you know, he's just trying to find excuses that'll work. He's like, well, you guys waste, like, this was one I had to even try to figure out where he was coming from with this. Apparently it's one of his old excuse lines, is, well, you guys wasted a big strategic advantage for the last 3 months, the greatest strategic advantage in history. I can't really imitate Progod very well, because I'm not putting in enough ums and ahs and just all the other dumb shit. But, you know, the fact that they have a guy who's storming the gates of 1DQ1 with MJD Abaddons into a just a fucking, you know, this is the woodchipper thing was sort of a metaphor, but there, I've never seen the woodchipper be more of a woodchipper than when this dumbass jumped 700 people simultaneously. That was another dumb thing about that fight, is they jumped all their fleets in all at once, right? These are the same super geniuses who are claiming that they really, you know, if I remember correctly, Progod Legend himself was the one who was talking about really good FCs know how the servers work and to take lag into account, until the little bitch starts making excuses about M2, oh God, the servers. I mean, come on, man. Oh, not only Vince, were you we jumping got, into a fucking wood chipper, you jumped 700 people at one. Oh, we got a quote for this. Ooh, awesome receipts. Let's do it.
He's finally... All right, so he at the very end of the at the end of the thing, he finally admits that they fucked it up. He finally admits it, but he doesn't blame anybody. He says the reason why M2 happened was a failure in organization at the leadership level. Here's what he said.
Somebody failed.
Listen to this. This was one of my favorite quotes of the whole thing.
Obviously, we've made one mistake before with the servers, so you're right to be cautious, you know, to be skeptical and like, you sure, Progod? But I know why that mistake was made, and I highly doubt it's going to happen again. The organizational issues within leadership were resolved that caused that problem, and they will not happen again.
The organizational problems in leadership that caused that problem.
Example. Like, just look how many layers of responsibility dodging there are, right? I'll just fucking spell this out for you motherfuckers, because, you know, apparently, well, there's no reason why I can't spell it out for Progod is not going to learn this. Vili isn't going to learn this. They're not capable of learning this. is you have to be willing to admit that you've done fucked up so you can learn from a failure, right? Like, we fail all the time. The history of Goonswarm is one of failing upward for like 15 or 16 years now. We slam into walls. We slam our dicks into walls. We fuck up. We embarrass ourselves. Dumb shit happens. And then we dust ourselves up and go, how did we fuck that up? What was dumb? What are we going to do next time? And et cetera. And one of the reasons why Pro-God is such an asset for the Imperium and not for Sappy is that you can see the way that his ass clenches when any threat of responsibility or accountability or owning his failures, except when he wants to play martyr. Pro-God can apologize and play martyr, but it's that nailing myself up on a cross. Gosh, look, I'm such a great person. I'm apologizing for the bad thing that I did. Won't somebody forgive me? Aren't I so great? Right. It's pretty classic. And it's hilarious.
Keep in mind, the problem has been solved.
The organizational problem has been solved. Like, what the fuck does Pro-God know about organization? I mean, seriously. And then after having said that, dumbass says, oh, we're not going to make that mistake again. Let's jump 700 people through a gate simultaneously. Three fleets in through a gate simultaneously. Not even pausing between them. Into 1,000 fighters! 1,000 fighters and a fucking hack fleet waiting for them!
It's the same thing.
I'm so happy he did it. I'm so glad he's such a dumbass. Please come at us more. We've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for the last couple days. We're like, are they going to do it? Are they going to do it? I'm fine with us hitting watermelons with fucking sledgehammers. Like, goons are just going to play Gallagher up in this shit. Because if you guys aren't actually going to have the balls to storm 1DQ1, every little 30 or 40 man fleet that you send out, we'll just fucking dunk on. Because eat shit, pubbies. It's EVE Online. I thought the rule was harden the fuck up, not cry like a little bitch with your 103 blues and say that you've resolved your organizational issues.
But Mittens, don't you understand, man? The odds are so much against them. The odds are so much against... Listen to this.
But other than that, we have done exceptionally well, considering the odds that we're against.
Considering the odds they're against.
Considering the odds that we're against,
considering the odds we're against,
the entire galaxy, you serenity-loving coward, you pathetic failure. I want you to understand that in the history of online gaming, books, studies, people are going to be talking about this for years. You are going to be in the history books, Pro-God Legend. Congratulations. You and Villy both wanted this so bad. You're going to go down in history as being one of the biggest fucking failures in the history of online gaming. You had the entire galaxy, and when it came time to fuck or walk, you've just failed. And now all you're doing is making excuses. Get ready, motherfuckers, because we are fired up and we are really looking forward to the next phase of this fucking war, baby. I'm not sure you're gonna like it, but oh man, I'm foaming at the mouth. I'm literally foaming at the mouth. I'm fucking crazy. Look at this madman. He's screaming. He's saying, eat my ass. He's screaming, fuck. And you pissed us off. You probably shouldn't have pissed off the crazy people, but you did it. You fucked it up with the entire galaxy on your side. Oh my God. We're gonna have fun. It's gonna be great. Let's listen to more. I love it.
There he is. Vince McMittens is in the his house.
I gotta get my sunglasses.
Listen. This is the thing I have to laugh about, because the idea that they are trying to portray themselves as the little guys. We're the underdogs in this fight. Are you kidding me? I have to say that I apologize on behalf of every spin doctor on the planet for you guys having to listen to this, because it's just so bad. And I imagine for a moment, close your eyes, if you will. Imagine that you are wearing the shoes of a Sappy line member. And you hear Piggle say, guys, we're doing great. Look at the odds against us. And you look around at 150,000 characters lined up and 100 and something alliances that you all had to get together to just be willing to take on the 20 groups in the Imperium. Do you really feel like you're outnumbered? Do you really feel like you guys are the little guys? I mean, really? Now, next quote. There's two more quotes I want to get to, and then we get to some more fun stuff. In my opinion, what happens sometimes when Pickles is talking, and I think it happened on his CCP interview for CSM, he gets a word in his head, and he just keeps repeating it over and over again. On his CCP interview today, he said the word balance 31 times. So he just got into his head and say balance. We kept saying balance. This Pickle, the Town Lowell, his thing was unique content. He said this is unique content. I want to play that.
All right, let's hear it.
It's just funny. So
I think what you're about to see and what you've already been getting over the past couple of weeks is some of the most unique content there will ever be.
I don't think he understands what the word unique means. I think he thinks it means boring. Because that's what we've seen from these guys for the last week. They've done the same exact thing almost every night. They get a big hack fleet. They come in. They try to shoot the jammer. Or they try to drop an Asbel, or they try to drop a stick, and they try to drop. I guess that's about it. All they really try dropping, but they try to shoot the jump gates, and that's all they've been doing. And then they fight until they start taking losses, so it looks like the battle report may not be even, and then they leave. That has been every fight for the last month and a half.
Well, for us, it's been kind of unique content. Unique. I will give it to him because it's not every day that you get to humiliate the rest of NullSec all at the same time, day after day after day, night after night after night. So we're fucking loving this shit, guys, because like you can't get this anywhere. Like, you know, the nice thing about this, and here's the problem that Sappy has run into, particularly for their more thin-skinned, reputation-oriented people, like, you know, ProGod, who's got to run to Reddit and try to defend his precious reputation, which, incidentally, ProGod is the punchline. He's going to get blamed for why this war didn't work, so congratulations, dude. Your allies are going to throw you under the bus, and it's actually true. Like, in many ways, you deserve to be thrown under the bus for the failures of Sappy, because since you couldn't stop yourself from running your mouth, we, like I've said many times over the course of this war, we knew about this war about a month ahead of time because Piggles couldn't shut the fuck up in places that our spies were overhearing it. So it really is kind of Piggles' fault. He and Villy went for the war of extermination thing, all this other shit. But in terms of unique content, the hilarious thing about them blowing the entire galaxy is that because Piggles brought all of NullSec together, when Piggles has a humiliating, no excuse, just garbage tier amazing failure, like feeding 700 sappy people into a prepared wood chipper when he knew our counter in advance and said as much on his town hall, is it's really unique content because when he fucks up in front of the entire galaxy. This is pretty much the only thing that's going on in NullSec. There are other things happening elsewhere, but I just really want to emphasize for you, Piggles, because I know you and Villy and all those other failures are going to watch this at some point soon. When you fail against us, the entire galaxy knows it. Everyone is watching you falter. Everyone is watching you fail. Everyone is pointing and laughing at your excuses. All the people that are not involved in this war have pretty negative stereotypes of NullSec players in the first place, and it turns out that Sappy, the blue donut, actually is real. You guys made it. Congratulations. So when you fail, when you fuck up and we're pointing and laughing at you, it's not just the Imperium pointing and laughing at you. It is the entire galaxy is witnessing you fuck up. You have the audience of the entire game. So I just want you to know that everyone is appreciating your humiliation. We're certainly going to get a kick out of it. So yeah, unique Eve content is absolutely right. Watch these guys fuck up in front of everyone. No excuses, no way around for it. What else we got? We got more.
Right, so I love more. This. So there's clips a couple more that I like that I thought were funny. I mean, obviously, this is right now. There was at least one time during this whole thing where he told the truth, and that was when he said this.
This is going to be a long, bloody slog.
That's it. You're right. That's he said it. Yeah. That's true. That's true. But then he goes on later and says this, and I have to laugh about it because I don't think so.
It's one we are going to pursue with 100% focus and commitment, and not just Test and Legacy, but all of Pappy and everyone involved in there. We just had a high command, if you want to call it that, or just Pappy
Council of Wardens,
top leadership meeting yesterday, and there was not a single person who was not 100% fully committed to doing whatever it took to drive Goons out of that constellation. So
they they have a leadership meeting of the Council of Wardens.
You know what inspires confidence? So we're going to shit on this whole Council of Wardens cringe shit here in a little bit. I think that's coming soon. But look, there are always going to be some true believers on all sides. There are some of the Gurgurins guys that have been looking for our downfall for 15 years, and they are always going to be committed to dear old Piggles, and they'll believe desperately to the very end until they start having Reddit meltdowns once they realize that they were lied to and that their leaders are idiots. And that's great at all. But
I just have to laugh. I just have to laugh because it's like,
you can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up, man. No, you can't.
And here's the thing. This war has been going on for almost a year. I mean, we're almost at month 11. They're having leadership, high level Council of Wardens, high level leadership meetings. And unfortunately, he never said Council of Wardens, so I can't pull a quote up for that. So we have to make fun of it because that's what they're, you know, what they're calling it behind the scenes. But it's like, you have this meeting and you have to say to your members that everybody is still committed. That sounds to me like there was a conversation about who doesn't want to do this anymore.
It's like when the owner of your company and your startup or whatever comes out and says, guys, don't worry, there's not going to be any layoffs, right? Like nobody was saying,
nobody said anything that about layoffs Pan Fam
was leaving
it.
That, you know, we said that FRT sort of slunk out the door, but then to be fair to FRT turned up on Tuesday that morning before Piggles fed that fleet. Right. And so, you know, Piggles is an idiot, right? And he doesn't learn from his failures. And so it's pretty easy that if you just listen to what he says and then you sort of flip it around to the opposite, you probably have a decent idea of what's going on here. There is no reason for the legacy town hall to be going, guys, Pappy is 100% committed. We're all in on this. Everything is fine unless everything is not fine. Because otherwise, why the fuck would you say something?
Why would you say it?
Yeah, so layoffs aren't coming, Sappy. You don't have to worry about any issues. Everything's fine. Just keep turning up in fleets, getting dumpstered by goons day after day. And, you know, you can trust. And, you know, here's the thing I love about Piggles. And this is something that I love in general about some of these other, like, alliances that we're fighting that I don't have any respect for, right? Like, you know, like I said at the start of the war, we've been fighting NCDOT forever, right? And we've really found in a lot of ways, fighting Legacy reminds me of old Askin, right? Like they're just, you know, after a certain point, you go and you fight somebody else and you're like, oh my God, our other enemies were so much better at this. And as a result, the people that are still true believers for the test guys and the legacy guys on that side of the aisle, like, I just have no sympathy for them whatsoever. They have had every opportunity to realize that their leaders are full of shit. And if they're still 100% bought in on this, like, at this point, it's great. Like, I'm delighted because I can have absolutely no guilt about us smashing the shit out of test because test is next. And if, you know, at that point, people who are still drinking that Kool-Aid, the people that are still, like, you know, like Marcus Murphy and them, but he at least is smart enough to not be a fucking legacy guy. He's like an old MSC guy or something like that. But like, imagine believing, because there's got to be some of these guys but that actually believe Pro God Legend. After all of this, who are those people? And I guess we can't really wait until we crush the shit out of them. It's going to be fun.
The thing that's funny though is that he says things like, "We're not going anywhere. We're all fully committed," but FRT has been taking a ton of space in the north. They're going after Declan next. They're just taking all of this extra area. They've not been involved, other than losing a couple fleets in Delve, they've not been active. They've been fighting Mangos more than us. And if you're not going to be active, if the bands are not going to be out there protecting their space, well, that makes sense because guess what Innit was able to do today? Let me show you this.
A lot of fucking things. Darkshine sends his fucking regards,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, hey, what's that there, guys? Well, take a look at this.
Hey, Elf Boy, clean up in aisle 3, Elf Boy. Got a little present for you there.
For those
Go have
of
fun
you
with that,
who
motherfucker.
May not be aware, R1O and Clava Lava 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 is Pandemic Horde's home system. Their IHOP got reffed today by Innit. We've been up there messing with these guys. We have shot tons of their stuff. We're going to keep doing that whenever we feel like it because, hey, why not? You know what? We may go other places and do the same thing because, hey, why not? If you guys are fully 100% committed to 1DQ like you claim you are, well, then hell, you know, you don't need that IHOP. We'll just blow that up for you. This is the thing. They don't have the luxury of being solely focused just on 1DQ. Because we're not solely focused just on 1DQ. Our goal is to harass these guys everywhere we possibly can, force them to jump clone, force them to do and run around and chase us because they hate it. And the more we do it and the more they telegraph how much they hate it, the more we're going to get egged on to do it. So as much as they think that they're going to focus on 1DQ, they're not going to have that ability to do that because otherwise all the stuff that they do care about is going to get blown up, including those six keep stars in those three regions that they don't pay attention to.
Can you tell the story of what Dark Shines and crew did to them the other day about the 30 jumps there or 60 jumps there, 50, I think it was like 50 jumps there, 50 jumps back.
Oh yeah.
They didn't get that Asbel core, you know, and it got that back. And then it was just, that was beautiful.
I mean, that event was typical where these guys form for one thing. They get halfway where they're going. They realize something else is happening. They got to go back for, and they just have to bounce around. So you got guys in hack fleets doing 100 jump round trips around New Eden, fully bubble camped the entire way. It's not fun. It's waterboarding the best way you possibly can waterboard somebody. We called it the bubble brick road. It's just like you're just going to keep coming down. It's not going to stop. And that's what these guys have to look forward to. You cannot
the way
focus.
Back.
Right. You can't.
Ellis
just
fucking annihilated them. They just, but they got on the way back. Just their fleet got deleted. Like it was beautiful. It was amazing.
You cannot pretend that you can focus solely on 1DQ because you can't. And if you do, we're going to mess up the stuff that you like in the places that you live, especially the guys that are not test, that are not living next door to us because they think that for some reason that was a good idea.
The bubble brick road.
Bubble brick road.
Walking right up and down the bubble brick road. That
bubble
is
the bubble
oh
brick road.
God.
Bubble the bubble brick road. Anyway,
we've been shitting on these guys. Well, that's right. We started late, so
we have a little bit more time.
We got a bit, but you know, as long as these guys give us something to talk about by fucking up and shitting their pants in front of the entire goddamn galaxy, we will make fun of them. And I hope you guys and Sappy are ready for this because as long as you keep sucking, we will keep making fun of you because this is what you deserve. Like you deserve this. I want everybody in the Imperium to remember because these puppies are already starting to nail themselves up on their crosses and get to play martyr because they love to play martyr because again, crybullies, they form the largest blue donut in the history of gaming. They fail to take out the Imperium with every advantage they possibly have. They cry when you call them Serenity Alliance, please ignore. They cry when you mention the blue donut thing. And then what they really want you to forget is, and this is important, and you're going to be hearing about this a lot, they started it. They fucking started it. And now that the shoe might possibly be on the other foot, oh my God, these little thin-skinned cry bullies are going to cry to mama, cry to CCP, cry to the media, cry to anyone who can, like they will try to cry to. No one can actually stop us. No one can actually keep them from the consequences of their actions. But as we begin to potentially deliver those consequences of their actions, I do want you to remember this and remind them when they start screaming and crying that they started this, they asked for it, they cheered for it, they clapped for it. This is something that they have brought onto themselves. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
We have two more quotes and then we'll wrap the show up. I guess we're going to skip the MER for the third week because you guys don't really want to talk about the MER, do you? You'd rather do this. Isn't this more
fun? Yeah, let's fucking dunk on these guys.
All right, so my next quote, this is the longest one, and it's one of my favorites, because he calls us liars. So I want to play this.
Oh no.
And then he explains how we're not really liars, he just has a weird definition of progress. This is what they had to say to a question, and I love the guy who asked this question, because he's asking the question that everybody wants to know.
Alejandra DeMeco asked, what would your response be to the goon assertion that we've made no progress over the past, I guess, 3 weeks, and that we are going to stall out on 3D 1DQ? I'd say, technically, we haven't gotten the structure anchored. They've lied to their members and said we didn't do anything to other structures, too, which isn't true. We've killed towers. We've established our own towers.
They killed towers.
The thing about this situation, and this is not immediately obvious, is that let's say we do get a structure up in there. Let's say that, like we talked about, we got two towers. Well, obviously they reinforce it right away. And then the decision is whether we want to defend that in the next day or two. If we don't, then they get the towers back down and they quote unquote reset our progress. And so You got to keep in mind that unless we're ready to make a big, serious push, any minor amount of progress we've made, and we've made more than goons have given us credit for, but to their point, we haven't made too much, technically, is that they will reset our progress unless we're ready to kind of maintain that foothold and then build on it.
Reset that was a lot of words.
Our progress. Listen. If your progress has been reset, it means you didn't make any. Okay? If I earn $1 million and then I lose it the next day, I have zero. Okay? That's how this works. It's a zero-sum game. You're not making progress unless you can hold on to what you've made. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time.
And that's just a lot of fucking words. I mean, that's the other thing. I zoned out halfway through that because that's a lot of fucking words to technically make a bunch of fucking excuses because you're an onion-skinned bitch who can't accept the fact that when it came time to fuck or walk, you are, I don't know what you're doing. You're posting on Reddit about how Goonswarm wasted a great strategic opportunity for the last 3 months or some other sort of pathetic excuse. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Sappy. Do you know the difference between a floodplain and a fortress yet? Because congratulations, you made it to the fortress. That's the other thing. It's like all of this war, these dumb motherfuckers have been screeching about the floodplain thing. And it turns out, lo and behold,
that was true.
We were saying the truth entire time.
These guys said it and they really meant it. It was.
One of the reasons we had the ability to plan for these things is that we knew about this war in June, actually possibly in mid-May. I'd have to dig it up to find the exact date that we really like decided that this was serious and we started pulling back from Cloud Ring. But the irony of this war sort of beginning with Pro-God running his mouth and thus us getting early warning of it and then starting making the maneuvers that we did to pull back and sort of set up our lines of defense, and then Piggles making these excuses about his progress or whatever, is that kind of like the SS fighter incident. One of the biggest advantages that the Imperium has had in this war is that Piggles can't keep his fucking mouth shut. And as a result, we knew the war was coming months in advance because Piggles was running around talking to 103 alliances, I guess. And so we got word of it. And now having that same sort of idiocy being just vomiting excuses for why they haven't gotten anything done and they faltered at the gate against the fortress. Like, I love the stuff that they're talking about. We blew up your keep stars. That's great, man. I'm sure that keep stars mattered a whole lot now in an environment where a Titan costs 350 billion ISK or whatever it's going
to
be.
No one's going to use them, including you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, cool. I mean, I remember we sort of placed our bets. CCB made no secret about the fact that scarcity eve was coming and that everything was going to get more expensive. And logically speaking, you preserve your strategic forces. You try to get strategic superiority. And then, especially in an environment where Titans cost 2 keep stars, great. I am happy with the choices that we have made thus far. There have definitely been mistakes that we in the Imperium have made over the course of the war. We fuck up. Like I said, we fail upward. We fuck up. We try to unscrew up the things. We duct tape things back together. I'm never going to get up here and say that the Imperium is perfect because it is a constant effort to improve the organization and make it work better, right? That's just life. But my God, what a fucking dumbass.
Well, here's the thing, okay? And we're going to get to the last quote that we have, and then I'm going to get on my soapbox for a minute.
All right.
This last quote, I think, is emblematic of the reason why I think in the long run we will be successful in winning this war. I'm going to play it for you now, and then I'm going to hop on my soapbox and talk to my fellow line members.
Because I'll just be blunt. Goons only have one block FC. Well, two. Asher and V. And Elo when he decides to play. V's probably the only like true theory crafter on their side, and then Asher kind of does his like run away with missile doctrine sting. But they don't have a whole lot of high level theory crafters. So we're not terribly worried about them, you know, evolving their tactics at all. Like today they started putting out SS fighters instead of light fighters. And hilariously Mitanni actually pinged that out as like some kind of, you know, unbelievable, like eureka moment that one of their FCs had, and it's completely pointless. Like, it's so stupid. It will do nothing.
Now, just for the record, it did do something. It dumpstered your fucking harpy fleet. Just saying. But I'm going to get on my soapbox, and I want to talk to you guys, because this quote here is emblematic of something that I think is very important, and I want you all to keep in mind. I'm speaking now to you, my fellow Imperium line member. You've heard the words of the leadership of Sappy. In this case, pro-God legend. A man who will tell you in no uncertain terms that he is the smartest guy in the game, that he knows everything there is to know about EVE Online, that he has done everything there is to do in EVE Online, and that there is no one that has the level of experience that he has at doing things the way that he does them. This is what they think of us. They think we're stupid. They think we are incapable of higher brain function. They think we are incapable of thought. They think that our leaders are unable to match them in skill and ability and intelligence. They think we are not willing to do the things that we need to do to win, that we're unable to do any kind of higher theory crafting to develop any strategies that are outside of the box beyond what they seem to think is the most wonderful strategy in the history of EVE, which is bringing more people than the other guy. This is what they think of you. The reason why we're going to win this war, ladies and gentlemen, is because they underestimate us, they underestimate you, they underestimate Mittens, they underestimate Asher and Dave Archer and John Hartley and Big Red Boat and Apple Pear and Alice and Pando and Darkshines and Tom Flood and Blurkus and Bongalonga and every other FC that we have that has gone Dave out Archer. There and has kicked. Dave Archers. That has gone out there and kicked these guys in the teeth over and over for the last year. They think we are nobody but the names that they see. They think that you showing up doesn't matter. They think that the ideas that all of our FCs from the lowest skirmish commander on up put together has no value because they're not the leaders. It's absurd. This is why I trust that we're going to win this war, because you know what? We recognize the talent on the other side. We can see who their good FCs are and who the bad FCs are. We know when we see Headliner out there, it's going to be a good fight. We know when we see the guys that we're out there up against every night that they're going to bring it. Okay? We're not going to sit here and try to pretend that we don't make mistakes. And Mittens has said that. We make mistakes. We admit them. We learn from them. We do not run down everybody on the other side. Only the ones that deserve it. Only the ones that run their mouths, like Piggles and Villy. And once in a while, Gobbins do. That's why I'm confident we're going to win this war. They think you guys are a bunch of numbnuts and you're not going to be able to do anything. And that's what they've thought this entire time. They keep fucking up because the hubris that they have will not allow them to admit that maybe the guys they're fighting know what they're doing too. That's my soapbox.
I think it's great, right? Like, one of the biggest advantages that we've had in this war is that they buy into...
Jay Amazingness, I forgot him too.
And Jay and Slavak and Havish and Zungan. And, you know, there's a lot. Like, one of the things is we actually have so many FCs that if you want to list them all out on the meta show, people that have been in the trenches day after day
it
fighting
would take
for
a
their
whole
people,
meta show.
You know, there's a lot of talent there. And the fact that, you know, one of the things that is nice about the Imperium is that because by and large, we don't give a shit what pubbies think. You know, the fact that ProGod doesn't respect our FC team is a good thing in my world, because, and this is fundamentally very important, I couldn't even begin to give a flying fuck about ProGod Legends respect about anything. Like, the guy is a joke. The guy is a failure. The idea that Pro God Legend thinks that he can, and a lot of these guys in there, they're this sort of the Piggles, the Villies of the world with their tower of champions and their councils of wardens. The reason why they hate the Imperium is because we don't give a shit about what they think. And the fact that they can throw stuff at us and we just don't care because their esteem or lack of respect for us doesn't matter because they're fucking pubbies and look at them. just fucking look at them. So like when Progo's all like, well, you know, like, and puppies do this all the time. Like this is the whole puppy, like lateraling between puppy organizations thing where they're a lot of times corp hopping, where they're polishing their Eve resume. So they're like trying to take, you know, part in some sort of like desperate housewives status game of FCs going like, well, you know, you did this. Well, I don't think you're a real FC. Well, you're not a good theory after all. Like we don't give a shit about that The esteem of random puppy douche lords doesn't fucking matter. And you know, I recommend that for puppies too. Like those, all of the puppies that are mad at me that I live rent free in their heads and they're so fucking mad at me, try just not giving a shit. It works for me. I don't give a fuck what you think. You could try not giving a shit about me. If I say eat my ass and that offends you, you could try not being such a little bitch. So yeah, it's just it is, I think, a tremendous advantage that these guys want to sniff their own farts and not give our people any credit. And that's great. That's why they are losing. And that's why they have failed when it comes time to fuck or walk, because they suck. All right. I think
that's it.
I think that's good. Oh, yeah, we said Tom Flood. We said Tom Flood. We said Mike Flood.
Of course we said Tom Flood. And obviously there's others. Listen, just because I didn't list the FC doesn't mean that they're not a good FC.
There's a lot of fucking good FCs in the Imperium.
Seriously, and if you wrote want to a whole list goddamn them all song. Off,
we didn't mention Cryo. We didn't mention...
Go listen to We Didn't Crash the Server. Like, he goes through a ton of FCs that are all great.
Yeah.
There's a ton of... Or happy birthday, Delta, Mike Flood.
Like, we could go on all day, but let's not name our fucking great FCs such that these... Like, let's not let these guys headshot our good FCs by listing them all out here. Don't worry, Sappy. Your blue donut is doing great. You'll have your little serenity where nobody can say, eat my ass, and no one will have to play Eve in a way that was originally intended in hardening the fuck up. You can all have your soft, smooth skin, smooth brain little thing. And don't worry, you have the bestest, best FCs, and you're doing great. Please feed us more Abadons, you dumbasses. We'll see you tonight. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow. Maybe we'll see you Monday. Bring it, bitch. Bring it.
All right. Thank you, guys. That's been the Meta Show for Saturday, May the 29th. This is Memorial Day weekend. On Monday is Memorial Day in the United States. Please take a moment out to thank the men and women in uniform who gave their lives so that we can goof off on shows and wear tracksuits with ties and do all kinds of crazy stuff, because that's what Monday is all about. I've been told I got to say hello to Orion Lord's mom. I hope that you wanted that. But if not, Orion Lord's mom, hi. How you doing? And we will see you next time for the Meta Show. I'm Bruce Rubal. This is the Mitanni. You stay classy, New Eden.